Hey, Mom. Little Bill and I decided to go trick-or-treating tomorrow night.
Oh.
Hey, Mom. Little Bill and I decided to go trick-or-treating tomorrow night.
Oh, Sam, that's great. We have to get you a costume.
No, I'm going to make my own. I'm going out as Gort. He's the robot from the day the Earth stood still.
Oh, Gort, how exciting.
Sam, what are you doing? You're too old to go out trick-or-treating.
Oh, Harold, stop.
Well, it's true. There was this kid in my neighborhood when I was growing up, Scott Byron. And he kept on trick-or-treating until he's well into his 20s. You know where he's living now? At home, with his 90-year-old mother. He's the laughingstock of the community. Never took a wife, either.
Don't you be laughing during this shit, Arena. Don't you be laughing during this.
The desk started vibrating. I got excited.
It's because I was drumming. Because you can't hear Halloween by the Misfits and not drum along.
I think it was a lot of bass, too.
That's how you fucking rock.
Yeah.
This is the music. When I was a kid, I would listen to this, and then I'd get fucked up.
Then you'd
I'd smoke some weed. I'd drink some Costco wine that was in my friend Stefan's dad's, like, the garage. He would just buy this jug of Costco wine, size of a fat kid's tummy, and we just chug that shit.
Classy fella.
His dad was awesome. Fucking.
Is he single now?
Fucking Dave Pimley. No, Dave was the greatest guy ever. He just had, like, he was like a gray-haired version of Stefan.
It was creepy. Yeah.
Except he just had this...
molester stash.
I would call it a molester stash. To me, it was like suave. It was like
it was
a Vincent
good,
Price.
And he put a big jug of wine in within your guy's reach. It was surprising.
It was you know, when you characterize it that way, and he did leave out porno for us, kind of. But we were never molested.
Ever heard in the morning?
No. Dave Pimley was awesome. Stefan's good people. I love my childhood memories of getting drunk off massive jug of Costco wine at 14.
Looking at
beating off to Playboys circa 95, Stacy Sanchez.
He had like 10 years of volumes just lying around the house. It was awesome.
Well, the way it worked, you had about 18 months of Playboys in, by the way, it's a punk song, so it's over in like 90 seconds. Yeah. We have no intro. You're listening to Papa's Basement. I'm your host, John Papa Giorgio. We're just going to get it out real fast and then back to the Playboys and jugged wine. You're listening to Papa's Basement. The show's website's inpapasbasement.com. You go there. It's got my writing. You can actually subscribe to the show. We've got a new episode every Monday, every Thursday, technically every Sunday night, every Wednesday night. But you get there by then, it'll be up. I don't know how you guys are finding the show, but apparently it's being found. We're doing a lot of downloads. Again, go to inpapasbasement.com. I would like it if all the listens translated to more visits. They don't. It's fun to know my voice is getting heard somewhere. Go to the damn site. It's, again, it's got the subscription via iTunes to the show. It's got a bunch of my writing, which is very good.
It's not informative.
It's not normal DJ crap. I don't write about, like, Jessica Simpson looking fat earlier this week, which she did. Which she did. Big fat fuck calves. Big linebacker calves.
Ankles.
Fucking looked like she could hang clean 300 pounds.
Oh, you can't talk about my girl like that.
Bitch could grab you under the armpits and launch you into orbit. That's how powerful her legs look.
Anyways, back to the website.
What? InPapasBasement.com, that website?
Not only can you go there and read awesome articles, but let's say there's a movie and you're not sure if you want to see it.
Yeah, oh, we do tons of bits. There's the... movies that I review without having seen, because
he hasn't seen them yet, but he has reviewed them.
Do I need to watch Taken 2 to tell you that it's going to be derivative as shit? That it's just going to be more Taken? Someone, you're going to have twice the Taken in it. Maybe it's the mom and the kid. I don't know.
The mom's the family not a virgin. Dog. I'm going to just guess there.
She didn't virgin birth their daughter. That fucking fantastic MILF, Famke Janssen.
Oh, she's the best.
She is hot.
She's got a weird, like, there's something weird, but, like, hot as shit about her.
She was in this movie with Jon
Favreau.
Yeah, like, a long time ago.
Called Maid.
And no, it was called Love and Sex or something like
that. Oh, God, that one. My ex loved that movie.
I love that movie, too. My, like, cousin and I watched it when we were young.
It's a dumb movie for dumb girls named Arena.
We were, like,
Arena Dominsky.
We were so little, but we thought it was the coolest movie ever because they said sex.
What's ironic is my girlfriend 10 years ago was 8 as well. She was... what's really gross is I think you guys are, like, the same age now.
Oh, let's just...
I went a little young on that one.
Back it up. Back
I
it up,
went a little
like a Jew
young.
Getting on that Holocaust train. Just back it up.
Are you going to do the Costanza, the beep beep? Yeah, exactly. Like the Jew they send to the work line and not the gas line. And then he just grabs his hip like 2 feet away.
Oh,
and Mengele's like, wait a minute. Wait a minute. What's that limp? And he's like, no. I can work.
You want to read stuff like that and laugh.
Yeah, well, we got that. We've got the advice column, Ask Papa. I'm a tragically loyal Redskins fan, so I talk about the Redskins games and just the NFL in general.
Or I have a strange itch.
Yes, exactly. The new health column coming.
Oh, gosh.
What's that sore and why?
Ask Dr. Papa.
Dr. Papa, MD. Oh, my poor mother, how she would have killed for a Dr. Papa in the family. By the way, speaking of Dachau, is it hot as shit in here, or is that just me?
It's really warm. It's weird.
It's a bit warm.
Those fucking warm. Lights are raining down on us in
Do
the
want
studio.
Me to set the mood?
If you can, bring them down a little bit or turn them around. It's hard to explain.
Like you can turn it down.
We record in like what looks like an abandoned warehouse with just pipes running across the ceiling, because those are amazing for acoustics,
yeah.
By the way. In no way do they... trap sound and just kind of bounce them all around.
And it was hip in the 90s when they built this place.
Yeah, it was. It really was. Kid and Play, they cut the tape to the studio. They cut the ribbon to initiate it.
Did they really? Are you making that up?
I'm very much making that up.
Okay.
It was great. They cut the ribbon, and then the first show to broadcast here got a free Sega CD system.
Nice.
Yes. With
Are
the
you making
Shark
that up?
Game. I am. I'm lying some more. But we have these lights that turn, if turned up, this studio is as cold as Hoth. Like, seriously, you have to hollow out an animal and live inside its belly to broadcast safely. But if the studio lights are turned down on you, I think they're the same bulbs that they use in cafeterias to keep food warm.
Right.
Like,
for kids, they don't really care that much.
Yeah,
enough,
well, you know, in the
enough.
South where they actually have cafeterias, like toolies or whatever the fuck it's called. I don't know.
What?
They have actual cafeterias like for adults in the South.
Yeah, they have in like New York City and other hip cities, too.
Really? I thought it was much more a Southern thing where there's just like, here's all your fried chicken under these pink roaster lights. That's what these are. If they're rained down on you, you start sweating liquid lard.
I do feel like I'm at Old Country Buffet right now.
Thank you. Exactly.
They have them in the big cities. They're all like hipster, but in the South, you can still smoke in them. So that just makes them better.
Fuck.
Twice the cancer.
You know, that's two things I agree with the South on.
I don't smoke.
Thank you for catching
like
that
to get
one.
The secondhand.
Oh. Daddy might be taking a break between episodes to refuel, to regum them sick lungs. I'm not feeling so well. Oh, shit. I almost forgot to introduce you two kids.
Thank you, piece of shit.
On my left, as I'm looking across the board, we have Howard Highland. I'm now allowed to say your full name. And you have a Twitter handle.
It's okay.
If those who are listening currently in their car and... risking the safety of the pedestrians and the other drivers and everything, and their own safety.
I relaunched my Twitter handle recently.
Exactly. We'll call it the remix.
I went public.
The 2.0?
I went public.
Give them your Twitter handle. They want to, they don't want to just listen to a podcast in the car. That's way too fucking safe because that doesn't tie up their hands. They're listening. They're like, well, fuck this shit. I got to do something. I can't just stream. So they're going to get on Twitter. And what handle are they going to look up? For me, it's at Papa's Basement. Very simple, just like the show's name.
I'm at Ezra GP.
See, it's better than what it was.
But it's still terrible.
It's terrible, but...
Yes, we are
Ezra,
still agreeing in this.
Here's the thing. Ezra works because we all remember that shitty band Better Than Ezra. So that, oddly enough, we can all
you
spell
remembered
Ezra.
It, apparently.
Yeah, that's true. You grew cubes like on Thursday, though. I mean, shut up. So there's Ezra. And then the problem for me is I think when you say it out loud, GP can sound a lot like DP. And then it'll just...
I got to come up with ways to remind people what the GP is.
Exactly.
So like...
Was it like gross point index?
I'll do glory hole playa. Makes it sound like Howard has a very busy mouth.
Guapo. I was going to go with guapo.
Oh,
that's again a weird, weird word though.
Guapo. No. El guapo.
I was Yo saying he should have done Heezy GP, but you know what his argument with that was?
I don't remember it.
When British women scream my name at climax, it sounds weird.
Oh, easy.
Can't handle it.
Oh, easy.
Hey.
Well, you could fuck like a fancy British woman who like says it properly. You don't have to fuck a chimney sweep, Howard.
You have to fuck my fair lady.
Exactly.
Before
the rain in Spain falls mainly on me tits. Me teats, governor. Let me pop out me remaining three teeth and gum you up nice like.
Oh, my God.
Arena. Arena.
I can't. Yes.
Arena, if they want to get a hold of you and you can ogle her teats, we'll get to that subject later. Arena's talking about how much teat she should show at work.
It's gotten me a lot of nice.
You need titties. To put more teat on the Twitter. More.
Not my cup of tea. Well, Halloween's
Halloween's
coming up, maybe.
Pun.
Oh, yeah.
All right, but if the folks at home, they're like, she is a sexy fucking voice. I need to find some pictures to grind off to. This isn't Radio Circa 86. You know, maybe she's like good looking. Well, you go to her Twitter, which is Girl Knows Sports, at Girl Knows Sports.
That is correct.
You go there, you can find a whole mess of Arena pictures. And in case tweeting while driving, while listening to our show wasn't unsafe enough, you can also masturbate. You can also masturbate and pull out your ashtray at the moment of truth.
You know, when I was 16, I found out that's much harder than I thought it would be.
As much as I love it, I've never tried to masturbate like while driving.
I was just thinking about that stuck in traffic on the way here, because when I was like 18, I had a friend ask me if I've ever like done it. And I was like, no, that sounds really dangerous.
Well, it's like a sexy thing a girl can lie about in the car. I think some girls do.
She told me she did it. And I was like, every time I'm stuck in traffic, I think about it. I can't believe I just done that.
Really? Go for it. You're in a dress right now. You need to just do it. We have so much traffic in this area. You could literally.
Traffic's really bad.
You
now.
Could throw on the hazard lights and have like three gasms and a cigarette before you need to move
with
the traffic in this area during rush hour.
I always
like you can
like...
get flowers from your seat cushion in the time it'll take your car to move.
Jesus.
I promise to call, baby.
I always thought it'd be really hot, like if you're on a road trip and you see some other hot person and you're like, let's just. And you just pull off and do it. Like, I don't think that would ever happen.
Oh, that
happen.
Would be cool.
What
like,
sort of road trip
each other
is this?
Masturbate would be weird on the interstate, but actually pulling off to a rest stop to have sex would be awesome.
With some like hot person that you see on the road.
Yeah. My road trip fantasy is a bear sneaks into my tent and has sex with me, but then it's a hot girl in the bear costume and she tricked me. Keep going.
You think you're getting mauled and then she's like, roar.
Exactly. She's like, roar, I'm going to eat your dick. And I'm like, you're very articulate for a bear. Okay.
As long as you novel my gobble.
Exactly. Why put on the lights? I don't care if it's hot. The flickering's getting to me.
I got it.
Seriously,
it's Halloween. It could be a haunting.
No, it's like this is like a scene in a movie where the gang is going to like rescue its captured leader inside some fucking shitty place on the docks. The lights are just low and flickery. That's exactly what this feels like right now. Like I'm expecting Howard to be pushed out with a gun to his head. Yeah, that looks good, Howie. Thanks.
Like we're in Airheads or something. Oh.
Ooh, Airheads. Was there like a scene with that? Here's what I remember from Airheads. Steve Buscemi actually kind of looked normal. Only time in his life.
That is true.
I really wanted to screw the chick that Brendan Fraser, however the fuck he pronounces it. Whoever played his girlfriend was some like flat-assed blonde.
I believe right. It's Brandon Douchebag.
I wanted to just put twins inside her tonsils.
Right.
Like, I loved that girl as a kid. And, ooh, is that all I remember? I think so.
Kramer was in the...
Oh, yeah. Kramer was, like, the inside man.
He was in the furnace for most of the movie.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
And I kind of...
This is like a long time when
back to the Jew jokes for Howard, right? And I remember there was one guy who was supposed to like cover the
punk. I'm
not
holding back on Asian jokes.
No, that was completely inadvertent.
The punk and the metal guy all thrown together, and I always found that annoying, where it was like, he's the rebel, he's the rocker, so we're going to get him like a KMFDM and a Megadeth sticker, and, you know? And just five different genres kind of thrown together. Whereas, you know, the fucking punker, the Misfits guy, probably not into KMFDM, probably not into Testament. But it's just like, fuck it, it's the white kid with the weird hair.
Yeah.
He represents all that.
Speaking of Asians and saying ridiculous
things. We were speaking
of
white kids, actually. But all right, if you want to, if I'm just like, speaking of fucking arena.
The Velvet Vice.
Yes, that's true. Your bizarrely tight snatch that you've talked about on air.
Never happened.
Yeah, you have.
Okay, so I was driving by the Chinese restaurant by my house that doesn't deliver, but they have the most delicious food. And I saw an Asian man.
I thought they all delivered. Not to interrupt, like I thought, unless they were a buffet, as the French pronounce it.
No buffet.
Okay,
I believe it's buffet.
Agree to agree to mispronounce. Go on.
So. It was like early kind of ish. Whatever. That doesn't matter. Time of day. We're not skimming.
Way to just weave a world around me with your words. It was early or not, but that doesn't matter.
So I saw this guy getting on his bicycle. He was Asian.
He sounds sexy so far.
And he was putting
a man on his bike.
I don't think he was wearing bike shorts. I think he was wearing jeans.
Were you just like, I want to be on those handlebars, spread eagle facing him. I want to be, my snatch needs to be his bike airbag.
I couldn't because he had a basket there where he was putting Chinese food.
Oh.
And I thought to myself, oh, yes, they finally deliver and they're green about it. But then I was like, or I'm just being racist and that's actually an Asian guy getting his Chinese food to take home. Now, is that observational racist or just hopeful?
So what? You just saw like an indeterminate ethnic man?
He was Asian, for sure.
I don't know who the fuck like has a basket so they can pick up takeout. That's weird. I would never think of that.
You think they deliver now?
I would just assume they would deliver because I'm like, who the fuck would do that unless they're a delivery guy, period.
No delivery service is going to get a guy on a bike unless their delivery radius is 1 mile.
Maybe that's what it is.
Or the baskets to fit a little fucking ET so he can, like, fly the food where it needs to go.
I mean, is this downtown Bethesda? Where is this?
No, this is in Olney, the greatest town in the world.
Olney? The herpes capital of the like, a 90-mile radius?
Are you serious?
No, but you believed it. So.
I mean. No, I was just like, wait, what?
Oh, God, Olney. Olney's just literally every town off of 95. That's just like the herpes corridor of this country.
It's not even anywhere near 95.
That's the problem. It's just this little herpes oasis kind of off it.
It's the greatest.
It's like
town.
The eye in Jupiter. It's the cold sore in Jupiter.
You're,
that's Olney.
You live in where and you're making fun of Olney?
I live in Fun Facts, Virginia.
Yeah, you should Fun Facts. Fun Facts out your ass. That's what that is. Anyways, Olney's the greatest town in the world. We
really?
Can all just visit.
Really? You're going to bring it? You're
no.
going to bring it?
I'm a pussy.
Aren't you
I'm
moving
from
soon?
Olney.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm actually painting this weekend. Maybe because I painted.
Did you have a
process.
Stroke before the show?
No.
Like, I'm not saying it to be a dick. Maybe I'm, you know, maybe. But he asked if you're moving, and you replied, no, I'm painting this weekend.
I'm painting my new plays.
We're beginning to have inside
but
jokes
that's like,
without you. Like, I knew actually what she was saying.
That's
because
fine.
We discussed her new home where she is going to paint.
Okay, that's fine. You know, it's like when the two kids are old enough, they become friends and they start ignoring the parent. That's
exactly.
All right.
Exactly.
As long as the mom in this fictitious family is laying daddy. I don't care what you two little brats do behind my back.
As long as you make me food and do my laundry, we're still good.
Okay, so you are painting, but that would mean she's moved.
No, I'm not. My bed's already there, but it's not set up. And I just don't want to move in until I'm done, like, painting the place. Makes sense, right?
A little bit. I just want to be home watching Freaks and Geeks. I don't feel too good.
I love being at home. It's the best. It's so hard to leave that place.
It's amazing. And this is, like, as much as I love it, it's productive. And that takes something out of me. Doesn't it take something out of you, Howard?
Did you just say it's productive?
This is productive.
Oh, this is productive.
This is productive.
Sitting at home is.
No, this is. All right. But, and as much as I love it, anything productive depletes.
It does, yes.
It's the same thing with, like, it's weird because it's like sex is kind of productive in its own way. That takes it out of you, whereas just beating it is not productive. Right. And so that's why it's all upside. Like, you can just do whatever. But I'm going on, and I snuck in that I'm not feeling so well. Like, I'm just low energy. I had to chug a bunch of coffee and then drink a random bottle of grape juice that Arena.
Grapefruit.
Oh, is that it? Yeah, grape drink. Sorry, I'm not a... I'm not Charles Barkley here.
It's not purple drink. It's grape juice.
I had grape juice. Sorry. I'm a fucking anorexic waspy blonde.
You emphasized the juice part of it.
Ah, that was unintentional. That was a Jew Freudian slip. What? Is that the name of that thing? But I was trying to work in there. I'm not feeling tippy-toppy.
Top of the
morning. I would say if I were a man with no self-respect, you were supposed to then leap in with, I don't feel so good either, John. And I go, what? Really? We hadn't rehearsed this before the mics went on. So I'll do it again.
You want to know why I'm not feeling well?
Hold on.
I'm not feeling well. Oh, are we starting over?
Yeah.
All right, take two.
John.
All right. Line.
Go.
Line. John. I'm not feeling so well. I would rather be at home. Arena, are you not feeling so well?
I haven't been feeling well for the last 2 weeks.
We don't have to continue the porno thing. That was just a joke. Wasn't it? You talk normally.
Yeah, I've been kind of bummed out last 2 weeks.
What's wrong? What is wrong with you? You've been on the show the last 2 weeks. You seemed okay. And again, you've been on the show and no one can be depressed when they've been on the show.
Well,
I'll say the show for the 80th time in 3 sentences. Continue.
The show is the joy of my life, which is really sad, but it really excites me. And I hide my sadness well.
Okay.
But 2 weeks ago.
It's like when you hold in the tears during sex. And you're kind of just like biting your lip and the guy's confused and he just thinks he's like fucking you really well. And you're just like. And he's like, yeah, bitch, take it. Yeah.
I'm crying because I'm happy.
I just liked the voice, the impression of a guy who has sex with Arena. Yeah, bitch, yeah. Because you're fucking Nelly in 2000.
I'm like, fish don't fry in the kitchen.
All right, continue.
So,
what's wrong? Lay it on me.
I went to my trusting hair lady.
Ethnicity?
Who, hot Korean.
Age?
Hey.
I'm not really sure, like, 20-something.
They all look 20-something. Let me just put that out.
Maybe 64.
She's, like, short. Like, she's super hot. She's a hairstylist.
You're like, she's 20-something. She's like, I won't kill American GI.
She's, like, 25, I guess.
I don't know. More description. Sorry.
She's got a Asian body, chicks like, sell. Hot chick, like...
Isn't it cute how, like,
long,
women...
layered hair.
You fucking fag on wheels. Isn't it so adorable, Howard, how a woman describes... It's like, no details of the body or size, just like, great body and the hair to die for. Like, had I not cut you off, you'd have been like, and that fucking bitch and her nails, I love them.
Her makeup is so good.
Exactly. It's
her makeup
perfect.
Is always perfect.
Okay. How tall?
She's, like, probably... 5'4" with heels on, so she's probably like 5'1".
Fucking Asian pussy is going to sell me this episode.
And she dates a white dude. She was telling me she just moved in with him.
Of course she does.
She's awesome. I really like her.
They all love cream in their Twinkie. All of them. The yellow ladies.
It was really funny, though, because she had a picture of a white baby, like, on her, like, little credenza, I guess.
Yeah.
That's a bit much.
And I was like... Is that your kid? And she's like, no, I don't have a kid. That's just a client's kid. Oh, no, I think I was like straight up like, whose kid is that? And she was like, it's a client's kid, but people always think it's mine. And I'm like, you should just tell him you found it at the grocery store, like the kid, and you just decided to keep
him. Why the fuck does she have a client's kid's picture up?
I guess they come there a lot. Like,
did she like get the marrow out of him to cure her leukemia?
I
think it's excellent dude repellent if their guys were like, oh yeah, I'm going to that hairstylist again. Cut my hair, lady.
No, whatever. They get tips.
Kids would not repel a sleaze in the least. I think they only repel like decent guys.
Interesting.
And every woman will be like, what decent man would be repelled by a kid? I don't know. A guy who's honest with himself and is like, I don't want to deal with some other man's fucking DNA staring me in the face and like, having to pay for
they
it.
They always hate like the other parent or whatever.
You're not my real dad.
Yeah.
Fuck. It's like, I know.
I don't want to be your real dad.
You're all Asian. I'm obviously not your dad, you dummy. Thought you little shits were good at math.
So anyways,
white plus Asian does not equal you.
Back to my tragedy.
Well, we didn't even finish what she looked like. 5'1", tits probably not that big. She's Asian, not much ass, but just slim.
She does have some ass.
Is she relatively popping? Yeah, for an Asian. The ass is kind of
She's got some
tight
booty.
And
she's really funny, too. She was telling me her dad was a big Britney Spears fan.
Was once killed for stealing a chicken.
No, he really liked Britney Spears because her and her sister are really into Christina Aguilera.
Uh-huh.
So one time he took the whole family to Atlantic City to like go see Britney Spears, and it was like the most like terrible experience of her life. And then after that, he would take her to school and blast Britney Spears out of the car all the time.
Her dad sounds gay. And the gay gene passed on to the daughter, and that's why she's a hairdresser.
She's a girl.
But she loves being around gay men.
There's no men that work at that salon.
It's just part of the profession, you know, you network.
Yeah.
And, yeah.
It's true. But it's usually the guys that are usually hairdressers are kind of bitchy, so they're actually not that fun to be around.
And she is not bitchy, though she is Korean. Is that what you're saying?
She's actually not. She's a cool chick.
Wow.
That's insane.
So that
that's
would be
like
Howard knows how rare that is.
Yeah, no, that's she must just be putting
those
on.
Asian ladies.
Yeah. Oh, she's really funny too. But you know, I was in her chair for
like
3
like Margaret Cho, All American Girl funny. Come on, Howard. Don't leave
no.
me on that one.
No, she's hot. I already said she was hot.
Oh, Margaret Cho. So
you can't
gross.
Be Margaret Cho funny.
She used to. She was pretty thin on All American Girl, though. That
she
show was not.
She kind of teetered, but
wasn't
then
hot though. She still had that.
Yeah,
brown
just,
face. Is that
she's
racist?
Still no? I mean, she looked like no bullshit, like a Ho Chi Minh like fucking propaganda poster, like the stuff you'd see spray painted on the walls in Full Metal Jacket, where it's just going like ah, and it's like fucking 80% mouth. It looked like the Rolling Stones logo almost, but with like two little slants on top of it. She was not a fetching woman. And then she like, what was really fucked up, and I'll say this, as much as I rag on like, and I'm like, oh, girls aren't funny, blah, blah, blah. Her first comedy special, which I think was like on, don't want to say Dial MTV, but maybe it was. Whenever MTV was like crassly trying to cash in on the end of the 80s stand-up wave,
right,
and they still had a stand-up show hosted by that affable Negro Mario Joyner. Sorry, I'm laughing at Howard's expression. It's just a small grin, like affable Negro.
The lights don't like that. They're like flickering.
She was on that show and did a killer set. My brother and I would quote it left and right.
Nah, she was great right before she got that gig, and I think that really soured her on entertainment.
What got weird was like then she came on and she was like doing stand up, but it became like very girl power where it's like,
yeah.
I'm all fat and tattooed like a suicide girl, but it isn't sexy.
And I hate George W. Bush.
Yeah, and I'm actually a lesbian now, and I used to hate sucking cock so much I would finger the guy's asses so they would come faster. And I'm just like, shit, man. Like, hearing you get shit off your chest while we all applaud.
Isn't she married to a guy now?
I don't know.
I think she is.
I really,
she has like 2 kids. And
I wouldn't be shocked at all. I mean, there's like lesbians who are like lesbians, but I think if you've had a lot of confusion in your life and you're going back and forth, you're going to wind up with the dick.
I hate to say it. Like, when I think of her, I think about Belushi.
Why?
Because, like, you know, he died basically from like doing too many drugs to stay funny.
Yeah.
And when
just doing speedballs. Yeah.
When I think of her, I kind of wish she had done that. Like, I just don't think she did enough drugs to stay funny, and so she just has, like, stayed alive and been terrible.
Yeah, that happens. I think.
I mean, honestly, you're right.
Yeah. But then, like, I don't understand how people do so many drugs and then they still make sense.
I used to do a lot of drugs and I still had my shit together.
You were young. I mean, Jim Belushi. He
and was 40. Your heart was an open book.
And your kidneys.
No. Oh, you just. Toxins. No. You missed the reference. You I missed did. The reference. And you beat the funny to death like a fucking baby seal whose pelt you were stealing.
I meant you could still, like, do drugs and be funny because your body could, like...
But I was singing Live and Let Die.
Live and Let Die.
Okay, there. That's like the baby seal, like, just moved his little flipper a little. He's not dead quite yet. Okay. There you go.
I believe the next line was, used to say live and let live.
You know you did.
Hey, do you guys like the Adele Bond song? Have you guys heard it?
What?
Adele is
no, I have not heard it.
I think it's overrated. Pie I'm just going to put it out there.
Come on.
Yeah. Oh, no, that's too easy. It's too easy.
What?
It's too easy.
I'm glad you like that. No. That'll be the episode title, just Pie Fall.
Oh, my gosh. I have to work on this.
Is
I have
that
to write
a song
this.
Or like a pie story?
The new Bond movie is called Skyfall.
And what?
Adele's fat.
And Adele's
I called it Pie Fall.
Or something that Howard won't want to do to
Adele. Gilbert Gottfried face you just made at us.
I wasn't.
It was horrible.
Because I thought of pie and then falling into Adele's pie.
Oh, God.
Which would be a dream for Howard, but...
Yeah, exactly.
No, she...
Fat girl
and I draw
sugar.
A line. She's beyond it. I actually have
really?
To say it.
Wow.
Yeah.
Whereas, I would
she's
fuck her just
weight.
To say I fucked her.
She does not have a pretty face. I'm going to say it.
Oh, I think she's got a good face.
It's okay.
Face.
For everyone who listens to this show and they're like, oh, John's all mean about fat women. You know what? First of all, there's some fat women you just hit. Why not? And I think Adele's got a great dome piece.
I used to be on the fence about it till you posted that picture of her next to Miss Piggy, and it was over.
It was next to Garfield.
What?
And I said I wouldn't trust either around a plate of lasagna.
Where did I see the picture of her next to Miss Piggy? Because I was like, that... It was like they were wearing the same dress. It was really messed up.
That's
funny. Really...
It basically ruined any possibility of like me getting excited about Adele.
I think that'd be a great threesome.
I mean, if... Miss Piggy were there watching, I think I could make it happen.
No,
but,
like I'm talking pay a puppeteer to work your cock.
I think we could make that happen.
Oh, God. Poor Jerry. I have to look him in the eye later. It's usually bigger than that.
I was about to make an Asian joke, but
you kind of made things weird.
What do you guys think of that British girl who's getting real big in comedies now? The blonde chick?
Oh,
the one in Girlfriends?
She was
maybe
which one?
No, she was in Bridesmaids.
Sorry.
Yeah.
Not and that. Like her brother was the guy who was like alopecia or whatever, like just no eyebrows or anything.
She's also in this movie called Bachelorette that has your Jew crush girl in it.
Lizzie Caplan?
Yeah, and Kirsten Dunst. I watched it on
and
like
now she's in a musical, right?
Yeah.
I want to see that. Perfect Pitch.
That's what she's
I do
in.
Want to see
yeah.
that.
Really?
I'm not gonna lie. Looks kinda good. It looks funny. I like that guy from Workaholics.
Why'd you bring her up, anyhow?
Well, because she kind of reminds you of Adele, but like a non-cute version. I just
do you think like they're shipping all the fat girls off the island to like raise it up so they get more shoreline real estate?
They have hot chicks over in England. And
oh, I love British women. I mean, the accent alone is insane.
That's a recent thing. They weren't hot before.
It's a plus two. British accent
yes.
is a plus two.
Thank you. That's yeah. just the perfect equivalent, too. Like, there was a girl I went to UVA with who was not the best looking, but she was a brunette with milky white skin and big tits. So actually, she does sound like my type. Yeah. But she also was like real classy British accent. It was just like, I want to come on your face so badly. Real romantic like. I'll bring a tray from the dining hall to catch it all so your carpet won't get messed up or anything.
Cannot. May I please?
Please, sir, may I have some more?
More? I'm not a machine, Vivian.
Now, okay, so British accent or Australian accent?
Aussie girls are whores.
They are.
Aussie girls are fucking
which
whores.
Means they're better, but just by voice, I would go with British.
You're right. It's classier to jizz on her face.
Yeah, I'm going to do, like, the Brit thing, too, because it is classier, but, like, I hear an Aussie accent. And it's just like, fucking, you know, let's play a game called How Many Fingers?
Oh my God.
I'll say this about Australian
women. Can you
hop
in my pocket?
Exactly. I'm going to wear her like a kangaroo pouch. I'm just going to fucking step in and wear her like a comfortable slipper.
They got better color. A little more sun in Australia.
Yeah. They're very dark and skin cancer.
Yeah, it's a little too much sun down there. But
well, I always picture them as like British stock, which they are.
Mostly, yeah.
Because they didn't mate with the Abos
Some of them tan a little, though. You'd be surprised.
Yeah, but I just picture them with like that beef jerky skin, and they all have like the Brian Johnson grimace.
That's the older one. No, because I lived in Canberra for a few months.
And I know. You actually have experience in Australia. I just say they're whores based on like what I've heard online and from
Don
and Mike.
It's inland slightly from Sydney, about 2 hours from Sydney. It's the capital of Australia.
I also know that koalas are really fucking rare there. Like, you read about Australia, you think they're squirrels. But no, apparently a koala sighting's a rare treat.
Yeah.
Pardon as moi, Howard. Continue.
And most of Australia is, like, uninhabited, right?
Yeah, the Red Center is basically just Aborigines and, like, strange white people who drink Fosters, which is otherwise unpopular.
I like how we're, like, dark black skin people equals uninhabited.
Well, it's largely uninhabited.
And, like, the Aboriginal people, they, like, huff a lot of spray paint and just pass that on the streets.
No.
What is every fucking indigenous people, like, they just pass out. Like, the Indians, they just pass out on the road. The Abos, they just pass out on the road. That's
really
just your shtick. Like, I love how I'm the racist here. At least I'm like, yes, people can cross the road.
By the way,
to get to the bar.
Saying Abo is like saying nigger.
I know. That's why I say it. I should say the Aboriginal peoples. But Abo just sounds great. It sounds like a Bobo from Double Dragon.
I'm going to die right here.
All right, I want to talk about Australian women.
Do it.
But the reason why, like, the younger Australian women...
We can do all of this show's prep for show two. We're covered.
Let me tell you about younger Australian women and why they look better than the older Australian women who look like, as you described. Lived in Canberra for about 5 months. Me and, like, all my friends who's from Canberra said... Well, I mean, we just used to get high all the time because there it's legal to grow 5 plants in Canberra.
Okay.
So, like, getting weed is really easy. So I'm 19. We ended up smoking pot and, like, just going out downtown because you can do that. It's, like, their capital, but it's small. It's a lot like Reston Town Center. It's this weird pre-planned thing. Ethnic restaurants.
It's just a walk-around mall you're talking about.
Yeah, it's like a walk-around outdoor mall, like one restaurant of every ethnicity. And you just, like, walk around while you're stoned during the daytime when the weather's nice. We're waiting for the bus, trying to go back to campus. And then we run into this, like, old haggard Australian lady who gives us the lecture on, like, taking care of our skin. And, like, we're just two stone kids as we watch, like, as she goes up all the moles she's had removed. And she just talks about, like, the importance of suntan lotion. And she just offers it to us, which we obviously take because we're scared shitless.
Oh, wait. No, was this, like, a cougar scenario, though? Was she like, I'm going to rub it on your rod?
No, she was dying of cancer. And she was just, covered head to toe. And so she was just explaining
to us. You
just
took it from sexy to horrible.
From puppies.
In 0.4 seconds. I'm like, so did this cougar whack you off? You're like, no, she was terminal.
Yeah, like, looking at her skin, it was really obvious. She didn't wear suntan lotion growing up. And so, like, they have this huge public service thing that they're pushing, public health initiative to, like, make sure all the kids are wearing sunscreen.
I am very convinced.
Way better now.
I am very convinced part of the reason I have these youthful good looks is that I don't go in the damn sun anymore.
Don't go outside at all.
You are what the Australians would refer to as a wog.
Yeah, I know. Tell them what wog means.
It's a Western Oriental gentleman.
What? No, it's worker of government.
What?
Oh, I think it could go both ways.
It's, okay, a wog is a slur for, like, all kinds of
Turks,
of brown people.
Lebanese,
Greeks. And Greeks who went over there, and they used to get the shitty jobs doing construction, and they would get a jumpsuit that read WOG on the back for worker of government. And that's where WOG came from. So that's my nigger. Right. If you want to call me nigger, call me a WOG. I mean, it doesn't hold much water here, but.
No, but your people do well down there just because you have the, you got a little pigment.
I'm sure we crush ass down there.
Greeks?
I wouldn't say
white
that.
People?
No, like, they're pretty racist, dude. They're pretty
against
racist.
The Greeks?
Like, you guys are treated like, not
everybody
as bad
else,
as the Asians.
Everybody else in America.
They look at you guys like black people here, basically.
That's awesome.
I don't think
that'd be
it's
great.
Like that, okay?
It's kind of like that.
It's kind of like that there.
That would be great.
Oh, yeah, you live in Virginia.
Like, I could trick people into thinking I had a big cock.
They're just like, oh, my gosh. Well,
I mean, confirm their belief.
They think you guys are sex fiends, which in your case would be true.
It's fucking absolutely true. But we just have higher testosterone compared
to... Australians think somebody else is more sex fiend than them.
They just don't like when the dark, swarthy, like, European guys come in and have sex with
come
the Anglo-Saxon women.
Beef, yeah. Jerky-skinned women.
So, like, there's a big Serbian community, I think, in
fucking dirty
Melbourne.
Serbos.
So, yeah, like, there's a lot of, like, anti-Eastern European.
Screw
the Serbos.
Friend,
I hate them, too.
My best friend lived on a horse farm for, like, a few months breaking horses in Australia, in Adelaide. And when she came back, she brought some friends back, and we went to this country bar, and, like...
She brought people from Australia.
Well, to visit. And we went to this place called Cancun Cantinas. I don't know if you've ever heard of this classy joint.
No.
But they have this other room. It's like in Laurel-ish. So it's like country.
So I know it's classy.
It's country
in
and
Laurel,
black all
Maryland,
the same time.
Yes. Where mulattoes get made, Laurel, Maryland.
So this one room is all like country line dancing, and the next room is like the hip hop room.
Oh,
so Alex,
geez.
The Australian girl, we take her in the hip hop room, and she's like, oh my god, there's black people in here. And that was like my bad attempt at an Australian accent.
Oh fuck. Like my eardrums
really
just burst hearing that. Holy shit, I'm not gonna let you go just yet on that one. Do it one more time and then I'll let you proceed with the story.
Okay, hold on, let me do this again. Oh my god, there's black paper in here.
It was a little better. Second time, a little better.
All right, go on.
But she was, like, so loud, and I think she used the N-word. And we were like,
whatever, she didn't
oh
know the N-word.
God.
They don't
yes,
know what that is.
I think she did.
I've heard they love black dudes down there.
I think she said
black
Negro,
Americans.
Not
yeah.
the other one.
Clean up in Australia.
I was going to say, like, black sailors come to port, and it's just like a fucking key party for them. Except
yeah.
it's just like they hold out a bowl, and every bitch puts their key in it. Like, there's no sorting the keys around for
I
the other guys.
I told you that.
Just
they just
give
throw
it.
Their keys onto the ship.
Yeah.
And
so if you're black and you've got like an airline ticket to spare, go to Australia and then lie and say you're in the service.
You don't have to do that. They just need to hear like your American accent. So if you're a black Canadian dude, tell them you are from the United States. And so they want to bag an American brother.
They'll be like, oh, like Drake, although he's Canadian. And that
oh,
was,
wait, let's hear that Australian accent.
Oh,
again.
Like Drake.
He's not like parody. The queen mum.
Show me that big brown penis.
That's terrible.
Call C.
Well,
call.
I wasn't insinuating I could do the accent. It was more a jab at hers, although I don't think I can do one.
I went out to the Renaissance Festival. God, that place is weird on
stop,
Sunday.
Stop jumping topics. That's
but
a whole
my brother's
other show.
Friend was a white Drake. I was like, he looks just like a white Drake. It was so weird.
We didn't even get to you talking about why you didn't feel good. This whole
You're
thing,
right.
This whole thing was supposed to be you talking about bad haircuts. And instead, we're talking about interracial dating and Australian sex and cancer.
Well, do you want to bring it up?
Do it. Do it. We've got about 12, 14 minutes, something like that, left in this one. Do it.
So
talk about your horror.
The hot Korean chick.
Yes, back exactly. I forgot. There used to be something sexy in this show. There
like
was some hot yellow tail.
We were talking about hot Australian tail.
Yeah, and British jizzing on British girls. The nice
all
accents.
I just remember is like the skin cancer.
Papa, can I hold some more?
Yeah, yeah, no. Like,
and your racist friend saying nigger in an Australian accent. That's what I recall.
Nigger. No, I can't see that. I just did.
Relax. None of us can ever run for political office ever again. Just be like, hey, black people, in this compilation of me saying that magical word.
Anyways, so she did a bad job on my hair, and that's the most boring story ever now.
No, I'm going to save it. I'm going to save it.
It looks bad. I'm not happy. I'm going to bitch and moan.
If I were a better friend, I would say it looked really good, but... You look like, I don't know circa which Terminator, but you look like
wow.
Linda Hamilton.
I don't.
Terminator 1. You look like her.
That's not what a friend says.
At the end, when the little child says, there's a storm coming.
Oh my
and she
God.
Replies, I know.
All right, that's a little better. If you're going to say she looked like Linda Hamilton. Like
no, at the beginning? Okay, oh, yeah. Like the guard it for me big buns Linda Hamilton? No. she's Linda Hamilton at the end. She's in the Jeep.
All right,
and she's got
better.
The German Shepherd.
That's a pretty hot image.
And yeah. She's like, should I tell you about your father? Friend. I don't know. And then, yeah, she drives off into that painting at the end. The horrible.
Such a good ending. I don't know.
To this day, gets my nipples erect.
Yeah, me too.
I hear that.
Me too.
And I'm just like,
well, my way of
out like
Irina feel better haircut.
Both directions.
I was just going to say, I didn't even notice you got a haircut.
I didn't either. Shit.
Yeah, your
king?
Guys.
What the hell?
Guys, of course you don't know. It's fine.
Wait, so how long have you been friends with this Asian lady who cuts your hair?
Not that long.
Are you going to end? How many haircuts did she do right before she fucked this up? And did you give her like a different instruction set beforehand?
No, I was there for 3
hours.
Or
you're
hours,
always like,
so...
just put the bowl on holy top moly. And take the razor to everything that hangs out.
I was there for 3 hours getting highlights. So by that time, I was like, ready to go. And I forgot to be like, layers from the back. That makes no sense to you, but...
Layers. That sounds important.
She like Rachel'd it from like the 90s.
And well, I was going to say that sounds like layers. Well, isn't that the Rachel thing? Just like 18
yeah,
layers of hair.
That's what she did. She strained my hair. She tricked me. She put me in a chair with another Korean woman who barely speaks English, but was very nice.
Okay.
And she gave me a hand job and did my hair by blow drying and straightening it.
A handy.
A hair job. I'm sorry. A hair job.
I could go for a handy right now. From one of those tiny little Asian hands that makes your cock look huge.
They do have very nice.
Just small.
You've been here 3 hours.
It's like watching a fucking squirrel grasp an acorn. It's amazing. Go
you should
on.
Go get your hair cut where I go.
I go. I'll tell you where I go.
What, the Flo-Bee in your basement?
Where do you get your hair cut?
There's a Vietnamese-owned barbershop in Arlington that is near my old apartment.
Mm-hmm.
And so...
do they have spring rolls?
They give you a hot towel head massage after they're done.
Really?
Yeah.
How much?
It's pretty nice.
How much is the haircut?
I walk out for $20.
What? I paid $130.
Tip. What?
That's what women's haircuts cost.
What?
Well, with color.
Don't you understand, like, the difference between going to a barbershop and getting, like, a... Like, do you realize what metrosexual
men do for
their hair?
Oh, no. With color and everything, it was, like, $180.
Yeah.
And
holy
tip.
Shit.
Yeah, John, I don't think you have gay friends. Like, shit. They spend a lot on hair. Like, dudes at, like, proper
I know
hair
one
spend way
gay
more
guy
than
who's, like, a Twitter fan, John Atwater. And I think he's bald, if I remember correctly.
Okay, so he doesn't have...
Yeah.
He saved himself a lot of money.
Yeah, that guy's funny. Just every so often, he's like, I wish you'd get drunk and send me pictures of your dick. I'm like, if I was drunk, that wouldn't be high up on my list of things to do.
Whatever, I don't see that being beneath you.
I'm like, I don't give a shit, I'm flattered. I'll take it where I get it. But, 180.
In the dark, all hands feel like the same.
No, they don't. A dude hand feels different.
Dude hands feel different.
Yeah. It'll be like a crushing force. Because a dude like jerks himself
yeah,
off.
I was gonna say, he'd probably do a better job. At least
you do an amazing job,
yeah.
But then you'd be like, that's a dude's hand.
My hand just clenched into a fist.
Like
when
he
we
giveth
start
and he take it.
Yeah, it's just well, like, are those locksmith calluses?
Yeah, exactly. which manual labor, which blue collar art are you a practitioner of? Well, no, we've had this talk, I think, recently on air, how women just can't really do a good hand job. They have to do cheats to make it really fast, like saliva and like a quick, like almost working a maraca and
yeah,
putting their mouth on it because they don't have the stamina.
Did
to
I get
do...
drunk and give you a hand job once?
No, they don't have the stamina and like the crushing force to really kung fu grip and give you like the, you know, the 65-minute surprise.
Those are actually my go-to moves.
Well, yeah, I'm just saying, you guys, you can give hand job sprints where it's, you know, 45, 90 seconds of just like, and if that doesn't work, you're just like, why aren't you coming already?
Do you blow raspberries into the head of it? Who's a big penis?
Yeah, exactly.
Who's a big penis?
Who's mommy's cute little wee wee? Oh.
The good old motorboat.
Okay, so
let's
the hair thing.
Mics.
The hair thing. Just the spit shields.
Is that what that is? I always wondered.
It also
it's pop
prevents
filter.
Us
yeah.
from popping.
Yeah.
It's pretty cool.
Actually, these are crucial because
I really couldn't pop.
I didn't know what that was until I started working my home studio, and I was just like, motherfucker, I popped again.
Yeah.
Ah!
It's, you just can't record without these. It's a fucking
it's
trivial.
It's so frustrating.
Yeah.
Can we get some drinks after this show?
Like Boozahall?
Yeah.
No. I'm going home to watch Always
Freaks
Sunny.
Freaks
and Geeks. Well, maybe Freaks and Geeks. I don't know. I'm watching Always Sunny, even though it's disappointing as it tends to be.
Has it been disappointing?
It's been bad for a while, and my brother hit it on the head. He was like, that episode you hated and the other one you hated, they weren't so bad. Maybe you just don't like this show all that much. I'm like, shit, I think he's onto something with that.
Yeah.
That show was really good for a while. I guess everything.
It's up and down, I'd say.
Very
it's
all like the show, it. Everything loses its track after a while.
Except for us.
Yeah.
Where we're just building.
Yeah.
Just sustaining. We're like Dolly Parton around 28 right now.
Yeah.
It's just like, dude, she's got the tits coming around the corner.
It's the first sack.
Hang in there. Hang in there. You got some treats.
So but, back to bad haircuts.
Well, yeah, I go to the Viet Cong as well, just not your place.
Right.
But my Vietnamese shop is it's the Greenbrier Barber Shop, where all the Vietnamese men take on an American name. So my hair is cut by quote-unquote Andy.
Nice.
Exactly. I think his real name's like Dim Phu or some shit, but I get my hair cut by Andy.
Dim Phu.
Moonrise Kingdom.
And the problem is I'm starting to get this weird little bald line right at the front.
Dim Phu knows nothing about that.
Well, I literally, as a man who pays 19 with tip for my haircut, but I don't get whacked off like
yeah,
you do.
Yeah, no, you know, happy ending for you.
Yeah.
That's the best part.
Hot.
I even
and
get
I just hot. I just do a 3 on the top, a 2 on the sides. It's just ordered based on guard length.
Yeah, no, I do the same. It's okay. It's pretty unskilled when you, if you ask me.
Well, he does a great job, Dim Phu.
I've had other barbers yell at me for like giving the numbers. They're like, "What kind of barber shop do you go to otherwise?"
Really?
Yeah, they
fuck
just
them.
They find
I
it
thought
very...
that was like a man thing. Like I feel manly as shit walking in and being like 3'2" motherfucker.
If you go to like a white barber shop, you really like legit, you mm-hmm. really got to say like short, medium, keep it a little long.
And do they
want
to Do they want to talk to you then? I love the Asians because like they're even colder than me. So I don't have to talk to anyone.
Don't have to talk to them. Some of the white guys make you talk.
Oh, I hate that shit.
Not like it
I
depends
don't
though.
I want to talk to you.
See, but you're whiter than me, so they see me and not all of them want to talk to me.
Oh,
I'll put it that way.
Do they think there's like a language barrier?
No, it's just more like we probably have nothing in common. They just make that presumption.
Or our families fought in the past.
He probably picks lettuce for a living, so I'm just going to like...
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. That was offensive, Howard. I might have to bleep that.
I'm telling you.
Might have to cut that out of the show.
They don't know what I am.
Oh, that's true.
To be fair, most people don't. Like, it actually disturbs me when somebody guesses correctly what I am.
Well, we know that I'm like a Nazi race scientist, but I always was like, I saw you, I'm just like, oh, yeah, he's Asian.
Yeah,
the correct answer is half Asian.
I know you're half
actually,
Asian.
No, but I'm saying,
I'm not
going
to one drop you.
When people are like, are you half Korean? I'm like, you've gone too far. That was way too precise.
Yeah.
Way too precise. You should not have guessed which country, because that suggests to me you study people and try to figure out what nation half-breed
you're
they
like,
are.
Yeah, and they
the shape of your
like
skull suggests a southerner.
It appears that your mother would be the eight. You know, it's just yeah. like, hey, listen, like, I'm not a mule here. Like, this is not studying.
Show me your gums, boy.
When I first
Pretty
watched
penny
in the studio and saw Howard, I wasn't sure what he was.
Really?
Good.
I wasn't sure what kind of jokes would be safe.
That is
so
the correct answer.
I had to
answer.
Find out.
I make them all. Basically, if it involves brown people. Or really light-skinned black people. Like, it applies to me.
Brownish.
You just take it all.
Yeah. They call me on the streets, the high yaller baller.
I just
like, cross them over.
I just say everything, and then I, like, fuck all kinds of non-white women, and I act like that makes me, like, a good person. Like, slave owners didn't sleep with black women. You know what I mean? Like, I'm just like, yes, I've fucked a lot of Latinas and mixed girls and dark-skinned girls lately. So pretty much I'm like Kofi Annan.
I don't know, but like, I got to say, like, having gone to multiple Southern institutions for like undergraduate and graduate degrees, like I got to say, like, there's a certain class of white women who won't even date me. Like, I meet them. They won't say anything impolite about why they're not. I used to think it was just because, like, they weren't into me.
Yeah.
Which is possible, but there is, like, a large group who are like, I couldn't take him home to daddy.
It's still alive and well.
It's still alive, yeah. And I can tell the difference between, like, I don't find you attractive versus, like, it would disappoint my parents if I dated you. There's
really
a difference between those two.
Well, there definitely is, and you can pick up on it.
A lot of foreigners are like that.
Sometimes. Like, I think if people are smart, they'll betray the, like, I'm just not into you versus the, like, oh.
You know.
I don't date non-whites.
I'm trying to think of what my parents said on the subject. Because,
dude, you're a Greek immigrant. Like, it's different. It's not like the South.
Well, no. My dad, God rest him, my dad would just watch Univision and, like, ogle the Spanish ass like there was nothing else on earth. Like,
when you're ogling it, there is nothing else on earth.
Yeah, it really was. This
That's
is before,
why you speak
like,
so highly of Latino ass.
Latina.
Latina.
Right. I'm so Latina. Sorry. So sorry.
Latino sounds like I'm going to felch Melky Cabrera. So this was like before Latinas were even the hot thing, though. This was like 93 when they had that like gross bleach blonde hair thing going.
He was quite progressive. Yeah,
he really was. And I remember, well, he gave me mixed messages because he said two things that I'll never forget. One, we were watching Salt-N-Pepa's Shoop together. I'm not even joking about this. And I was like, hey, Dad, you know, like, what is your opinion of black women? Like, I was pretty much like getting a rod. I'm like, hey, does Dad approve that I'm getting a rod to Shoop? And he's like, whatever. It's all black in the dark. And I'm like, fair enough. You know, it's funny that a Greek guy, English isn't his first language. He knows that idiom. But then I think he kind of caught himself later. He's like, ah, but you probably don't want to bring one home or something to that effect. Tossed out a little racist barb afterward. But after being like, go ahead and fuck around, whatever. I think he really wouldn't have given a shit either way. And my mom was just like, Ed, you know, as long as you love whomever, bring them home. I really won't care. Like, right. I will learn to love whomever. Which I definitely brought a fairly dark chick home. She didn't bat an eye. So she was walking the walk as well as talking the talk. But apparently, I don't know where that went. I don't know where the story was supposed to end. Pretty much just wanted to have the racial talk coming out of both my parents' mouths. I just like the memory of watching Shoop with my dad.
Yeah, I think he was down with the brown. I'll put it that way.
Did you see a little verklempt over there?
Yeah, exactly. My dad's not been with us for a while, and we all miss him. So Howard misses that poonhound.
Yeah.
My Castro-colored brown daddy.
Some good hours on the couch.
Yeah. We all logged a little time with my
dad. Learning about Yo MTV Raps.
Well, no, he was just like an international poonmeister.
Really?
Yeah, he was
awesome. Was a sailor for 20 years. Like, he's
Greek
why.
Sailor. He's probably hot.
He's why. Oh, he used to just rattle ass in every port. Like, he's why I'm cool with fucking around. Like, I to some degree, I want to live up to my dad, who just fucked so many women. I know. But he would just like tell me all sorts of like sexual shit about different ethnicities when I was like 15, you know, driving around the summers. He's like, German women. Never met dirtier girls than German women.
Germans, I gotta go to Germany.
Weird. They love being beaten in bed. And it's funny, like every chick I've known who's like really kraut hardcore, they've all loved rough shit. Like, wow. Without fail.
I need to go to Oktoberfest. I can't believe I missed it this year.
I might go next year.
I'm pretty confident I'm going to make a fake documentary about my trip to Germany and my German heritage.
Oh, it's going to be our movie.
Yes. I can't wait. It will involve me.
I don't know.
If you come with a fake documentary.
Like, I hear fake documentary and just like I instantly cut to a woman with the green night vision eyes sucking cock. And it's like, where are you from? Bonn. I see. We got nothing. We can punch out. We've done the hour. I need to rest these money makers, my vocal cords. Hold on. Start up.
By going to smoke a cigarette.
Shut up. That preserves it. That, like, the way you smoke a meat, that holds in the juicy muscularity of my tonsils and keeps them ready to attack. Oi! Oi! We've made it through one. We've got another. You've been listening to Papa's Basement. I'm your host, John Papa Giorgio. I'm on Twitter at Papa's
Basement. Show's website's inpapasbasement.com. You go there, you can subscribe to the show. A lot of you guys are randomly getting it somewhere at some time. It gets uploaded every Monday and every Thursday. So you want the new shows, you go to In Papa's Basement, you subscribe to the iTunes link, or you just download them straight from the page. The two people you've heard with me today, the lovely Howard Hyland. Boom, I said lovely and looked at Arena, but then I turned to Howard. I'm sneaky! Howard, you want to get a hold of him, he's at EzraGP on the Twitter, like Grand Prix.
God power, as they say in the church. I believe that's what
just,
GP
is. Just love yourself.
Me. Keep making it harder and harder to memorize.
GP, are you with me?
Like better.
Should we ever
than...
look up Epic's genital now?
No, you don't have to look up Epic genitals anymore. And Arena Davinsky.
Hi-o.
One day you will have a son, and he will save us from the machines.
I thought you were threatening me or something.
Awesome.
There's a rape coming my way.
She came through time for you, Arena. I've always loved you. At Girl Knows Sports on Twitter, if you want to get a hold of that lass. And look at her teats as well. Why not?
You do.
And that's it. We'll be taking a 5-minute piss break and then recording the next episode. Wait, I mean these episodes were recorded 4 days apart and live. And
you're welcome.
I'm going to go take pictures of my boobs to put on Instagram.
Illusion preserved. All right, we're out of here.
We're home free. School's out, baby.
Good show.
Nothing to talk about. Nothing to critique. Great show. Great guest tomorrow. You go home, have a glass of wine, whack off. I'll see you tomorrow.
That's the post-show critique?
Yeah. You're the best.
It's my time to go. I successfully burned all my bridges. Nobody loves me, and I don't love nobody.
Then he said penis.
Yeah. Then he said masturbation.
Then he said vagina. That was cool.
Had a mighty hard time, but I'm on my way. Had a mighty hard time, but I'm on my way. It's a mighty hard climb, but I'm on my way. On my way.